This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've reported before on this program about the challenges that malls have been dealing with the past number of years. Big anchor chains like Sears and JCPenney in trouble and closing stores. Straight to your doorstep e-commerce, too. No need to even go to a mall, right? So with some irony comes the news today in the Wall Street Journal that Amazon, in desperate need of more square footage to get us the stuff that we're ordering, they are talking with Simon Properties, the biggest owner of shopping malls in this country, about turning some of those empty mall stores into Amazon fulfillment centers. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
Amazon just reported its best quarter ever. Malls, on the other hand, are in a bad way, partly because of Amazon. Sonia Lipinski is a retail analyst at Alex Partners.
Traffic in malls has been declining for quite some time. Specialty apparel, which dominates a lot of the mall space, has been declining. And then COVID hit.
She says the number of retailers that are looking to expand are few and far between. So Simon has had to look elsewhere to fill its vacant mall space. But for those other mall tenants, sharing space with Amazon might feel like an insult and won't bring in the foot traffic that they rely on. Enrique Becerra teaches marketing at Texas State University. He says the level of agitation will also depend on how much space Amazon would soak up.
If it's one of the anchors and you have, let's say, four anchors and only one of them becomes a distribution center, it may not be that big of a deal. But if you have more than one, then it becomes a deal.
He says Simon would be choosing the security of a steady tenant over getting customers to its malls. And any tenant is better than a yawning empty space. For Amazon, filling that mall space is about shortening the distance between where customers live and its warehouses. But Neil Saunders at Global Data Retail says even if a deal gets done, the change wouldn't be overnight.
It isn't just as simple as giving Amazon the space and then them moving in. There's a lot that needs to be done to convert this from retail to more of a fulfillment operation. And that isn't easy, and it isn't cheap either.
Simon didn't reply to a request for an interview. Amazon wouldn't comment. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.